Welcome back to the Michigan Business Feed on Michigan Business Network. Trevor Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days. This time around, reaching out to the Lansing area and Kerry Rosengana, CEO of Capital Area Michigan Works. Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, Kerry.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, our schedules have been so busy during the recent weeks that we were unable to get this done ahead of time or during the actual week of it. But it's such a great topic that MBN wanted to touch base with Capital Area Michigan Works to find out retrospectively about careers in Energy Week. And could you share with the Michigan business community, what is careers in Energy Week?
Absolutely. So the Careers in Energy Week is held every year to promote awareness about growing opportunities within the energy and utility industry. So this event really helps to feed the industry's talent pipeline. Careers in Energy Week took place this past week, October 19th through October 23rd. And with that, members of the Michigan Energy Workforce Development Consortium, the MEDWC, and the National Center for Energy Workforce Development, CEWD, participated in Careers in Energy Week for 2020.
All right. Well, it comes to mind, why is it important to highlight careers in energy in our region?
So the Michigan's governor has done a proclamation for Careers in Energy Week, and the governor proclaimed that highlighting careers in energy provides really a roadmap for high school career and technical education and community college students to pursue jobs in the often less visible energy sector. So being able to really look at local opportunities to help provide connections to those in-demand occupations can really help to broaden those opportunities for individuals to explore those careers and better understand how to take steps to link to where those opportunities in energy careers exist, not only in our region, but also across the state of Michigan.
Well, that makes sense. And in full disclosure, Capital Area Michigan Works and the Lansing Board of Water and Light are both fine and appreciated partners of Michigan Business Network. So the question then jumps into, why is a partnership between CAMWA and BWL and the state of Michigan important and significant?
Well, it's really important to know that CAMWA has been a partner in the statewide Michigan Energy Workforce Development Consortium for years, as has the Lansing Board of Water and Light and the state of Michigan. So when the MEDWC began to explore Careers in Energy Week activities several years back, CAMWA and the Board of Water and Light partnered at a region, along with Lansing Community College, to offer a tour of several BWL plants to help youth in the CAMWA Jobs for Michigan graduate program learn about those energy careers directly from our Board of Water and Light partner staff, while also having the opportunity to see staff in action. So it was a really valuable opportunity for them. And then following the Board of Water and Light tour, students were actually able to tour at LCC and speak with instructors there to learn about those educational opportunities available within the region that can help individuals be more prepared and ready for energy career opportunities. So for us, this collaboration has continued over the past several years, and we could not be more proud to work alongside the Board of Water and Light and the state of Michigan to help people learn about these important careers. We expect that they're going to continue to see growth and be in demand in the years ahead.
Excellent, excellent. Well, 2020 has been a challenging and different sort of year. How was this year's event different from past years with in-person events?
Given the circumstances of COVID, this year we had to transition into a virtual environment. So training and other resources were provided on the Brazen platform, which is an online platform that allows participants to communicate with a larger group for a variety of functions for this year's event. So, plus it offered the opportunity to record meetings, which expanded our organization's reaches even further with participation. So, Careers in Energy Week focuses on diversity of careers and opportunities with a job seeker fair, information about a national career fair. We offered a panel discussion with utility companies, educators, and workforce development agencies, and we even had a virtual contest for high school students statewide. So overall, the participants were able to really gain a better understanding of Michigan's growing energy industry. Our high school students who participated learned about career pathways and opportunities, those best practices for communicating with educators. but included a virtual tour of energy programs. For our job-seeking adults that participated, as well as educators, they had the opportunity to learn about employment opportunities and provide career awareness, best practices for communicating with a diverse focus, and adult pathways through post-secondary education to enter that industry. And counselors and educators and parents who participated were also able to gain resources to equip their students for entering industries of energy career opportunities if they pursue that in the future. So it was a really successful event, even though it looked much different this year than it had in the past historically.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing what the participants learned during that week last week. So in our last 30 or 40 seconds, is there anything else that you care to share regarding that week or CAMWA's continuing support of acknowledging it?
Absolutely. So we know that this will be something that will be in existence for many years to come. As stated before, we've been doing this for several years now, partnering with the Board of Water and Light. And we know that the importance of continuing those partnerships needs to be at the forefront as we look ahead for the future. We want to make sure that we provide opportunities and linkages to any of those career opportunities that we can, especially knowing that careers in energy really are going to see a lot of growth and have great paying jobs in the future for individuals who are in our own community.
Perfect. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Wonderful. And once again, we've been speaking with Carrie Rosengana, CEO for Capital Area Michigan Works, serving the Tri-County area here in the Capital Region, and that is Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties of Mid-Michigan. She's serving out of Lansing, but again, serving those three counties. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.